Welcome to Woof Dan's Saturday Set, where it is Easter long weekend, and that means we bet and watch sport all weekend, and we're here to help you with that endeavour. Let's go around the grounds and bring in the bowling attack. We've got Matt Dream Team Taylor. How are you, mate?
Hey, mate, I'm good.
Thank you for coming in.
Back in the hot seat.
Yes, you are. We've got Scott Fizzer Fitzsimmons. How are you, mate?
Right arm off spin, mate. Ready to go.
Pumped for a big Easter long weekend. No one loves sport and betting more than you, and there's plenty of it over the weekend. As you can see, a bit of a change in the bowling attack. Young Dream Team Taylor comes in for Kingsley Bartholomew. We've tipped him out into the paddock. He's done a sterling job through autumn. He's been very good, you know, pick the eyes out of the Group 1 race. He's been tipping well.
Yeah, he's done a great job there, actually.
Mm, but we need to, you know, we need to conserve his energy. So he's had a little spell for a couple of weeks, and then he will be back to drive as long into the Winter Carnival. Mm-hmm. With that out of the way, let's start ripping into some feature races. We're actually going to start on Friday today. So we've got a lovely little meeting at Yechuka tomorrow. So they've put a... Racing Victoria have put a bit of money behind a meeting on Good Friday to try and get that going, because, of course, we didn't used to have Good Friday racing. We've got a $500,000 race, a 1,000-metre sprint race tomorrow. It's Yechuka Race 7, and we're going to start by having a look at that. And they've been rewarded with a cracker field. Let's go and have a look at the market now. Ray Magnerio, I'm going to start the conversation by saying Ray Magnerio is probably the best horse in the race, but he is inconsistent. Mm. What did you make of the race, mate?
Yeah, I mean, he's got the genuine Group 1 form, but sort of look at its last two starts. We've got a duck egg followed by a seventh. Feels like it's an afterthought.
Yes.
I think Kingsley and Fitz, a lot of people have always talked about afterthoughts and how you don't like backing horses in that scenario. Barry 11, obviously going to have to sit wide. If you're faithful, 450, I guess, is okay, but I'm betting around him, that's for sure.
Okay, and where are you leaning to?
I'm not going to get, like, heavily involved. I thought Midwest, who just goes forward, does a job. I thought it's sort of racing pretty well. And then I think you'd back it late, number four, Johnny Rocker, can pull out a huge run.
Yes. Because it ran Imperatrice to half a length once, didn't
it? I always remember that run. Mm. And they've freshened it right up. So I think that's the key to Johnny. And I actually think you may get bigger odds on the day, like double figures. No official bets, but I'd be keen to bet around Ray Magnerio.
Cool. Fizzer, what'd you make of it,
mate? Yeah, I agree with Matt. Ray Magnerio, all I wrote to start that was, looks like he's had enough to me already this prep.
Yeah.
So, from the wide gate with the top weight, was more than happy to steer clear of him. I had Shershov, top pick, a speedy horse. For Philip Stokes, number 11, it's a $12 shot, should push forward. The 1100, he just saw him out last start and he's back to the 1000, so gives him a hope. And Midwest, the other one Matt mentioned, was my next pick. I thought it was a very open race, so I'm not getting involved in it myself, but they're the two that I found, and I was against the one, Ray.
Joyful Fortune, who won the Bob Hoisted, neither of you have mentioned
him. No, I found him, I think, first up when he ran third.
Yes.
Maybe a straight horse, not sure. Okay. Going good. It was a good win, but came off the bias track at Flemington, and so did Shershov, and so did Midwest, and they were all speed horses on that day. So that's a little bit concerning for those horses too, which made me steer away from the race even further.
Fair enough. Well, let's move to Saturday, Easter Saturday. We're going to go to Mornington for the Mornington Cup. If you win this race, you get a golden ticket into the Caulfield Cup. And we've got the beautiful big grey horse, Berkshire Breeze, as favourite. Let's go and look at his run in the Roy Higgins. There's Deacon going to the lead.
Deacon, lightly raced horse, very promising stayer. I mean, possibly got his nose in front at some point before Deacon, maybe had a slight pull on the weights or something like that. Oh, Barry, I'm not sure, number nine. But look, I think that's pretty good form. I've watched a bit of Berkshire Breeze. Sort of promised the world, didn't it, last prep?
Yeah, Melbourne Cup.
Melbourne Cup touted. Maybe he might have even been up top of the market at some point. But I think a small field like this may suit him. Mm-hmm. Not a superstar. None of the horses are going fantastic. But I think 280, I am actually going to make Berkshire Breeze my first official bet for the weekend.
Fantastic. All right, we're off to a good start with that. Fizz, what else you got to add?
No, I agree with Matt. I think Berkshire Breeze is definitely the one to beat, and I think 280 is probably the right price. Okay. I would be taking that if you're keen on Berkshire Breeze.
Right.
I had Banker's Choice, second pick, was strong to the line. last start and looks good value at around the $10 mark. Other than that, it's not really any other horses I'm that interested in. The stayers don't really fill me with excitement.
I think Kingsley's form, I think AI on the weekend may find like Spycaster as a good roughie. I think that's I think that is at $31. I think that's a big price too.
Okay, how do you think Ben Mellum should ride Berkshire Breeze? Morningtown's a bit Mooney Valley like, isn't it?
Yeah,
come off the turn and
The horse has pace, so just go forward and whether it sits outside lead or slots in somewhere.
And you'd want to be coming into the straight with full steam, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like, he doesn't have a massive turn of foot, so just get him going, you know, hopefully best horse in race. Just get him off the bit around the turn and fall in.
Cool. Anything else, Fizz, or we move on?
That's it, buddy. Move on.
All right, let's go to Hariba Stakes. Hariba was one of the great sprinters. We've got a 1,200-metre race. Let's talk about it, mate. There it is, Young Dream Team.
Yeah, War Machine comes up favourite. Last two runs, I believe, are sort of out towards 1,400 or 1,500 metres. This is back to 12. 1,200. So, look, a few questions there. Barrier one, you'll know more on the day whether that's any good. Personally, I'm going to go over looking for a little bit outside the market. I've landed on number three, She's Dancers, as my official bet for this weekend. Look at that last start up the straight. I'm just treating it as a nice barrier trial. It was sort of all over the back of Oscar's Fortune, who's actually surprisingly shorter in the market. Look, strange horse, struggles to win, but I think it's best when it takes a sit. Mm-hmm. And it sort of had to be ridden to the lead a few times. This race seems to pan out okay. Barrier two, take a sit. At 750, possibly you may get better. It's my official bet in the race.
Outstanding, Fizz.
Very good. All right. Well, I do have War Machine, number four top pick. This horse is first up. Ran Barrakeel to maybe a length and a half. Yeah. First up last prep at Mooney Valley. Pretty good form for this. Trialed very, very well. Happy to be on War Machine. I'm going to have a bet on it. She Dances, second pick. Like Maddie, I found it.
Good.
Great run last start. I watched it. It was held up and basically never got clear. Happy to be on it as a saver. And I had number nine, the instructor, third pick. It's a horse that'll roll along in front. Gay's going well. Her stable's going well. And it'll go to the front and be hard to run down. So they're my top three. Happy to have something on War Machine. And I will save on She Dances.
Fantastic. Before we move on from the Victorian racing over Easter weekend, just to let you know, AI is free on Saturday due to our partnership with racing.com. You can access that via wolfden.win or the Wolfden app. It's time to move up to Sydney. The two big Group 1 races to finish off their autumn carnival. I'm going to start with the Champagne Stakes. We've got a couple videos for us to watch. So let's go back and watch the sires. Horses we want to look out for. So we've got State Visit coming down the outside there in the blue cap. Then you've got Buffalo in the white and the purple. Also just watch Federalist out the back, number nine in the Acadia Queen colours. They come to the line. I'll let you boys take over. Of course, Vin Rock wins. Mm. Is the winner going to come out of this race for the Champagne?
I didn't think so personally. Mm-hmm. Bunchy finish and Vin Rock sort of was on the worst part of the track that day. So from my point of view, that gives me some idea to start betting around that form line.
Okay.
Which is why I've ended up on Within the Law.
Okay.
Comes out of the Percy Sykes form.
Yep.
It's 1,200 metre form up to 16, which is a little bit hard for my head to wrap my head around. But the way it's been finishing off, it's got classy sort of figures. We'll go forward. I think if it just takes a sit behind them, they might struggle to run it down.
Okay.
So nice. Bjorn, Derby Racing.
They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. They're flying. So, Within the Floor, $5. That's an official Saturday set tip for me.
Very good. Fizz, before I get your thoughts, we might just watch Nepotism in the Ballyhoo. Let's bring that up. Here it is. So there's Nepotism trucking to the lead in the green with the yellow. You got Tupacara coming into fourth. Tupacara's in the race as well.
Yep.
I think what makes Nepotism favourite here is he just really surges through the line here, doesn't it? Just sort of puts it well beyond doubt. And it just looks like he's going to love the extra 200 metres. I'm pretty sure that was 1,400 metre race. He's going to love the extra 200 metres on Saturday in the Champagne. It is a Group 1 race, of course. Fizzer, take it away.
Hard race. Tricky 2-year-old race because they're all such a even bunch.
Yes.
This lot and the step up to 1,600. There's none there looking to me like they're absolutely crying out for that step up to 1,600. But we'll see on Saturday. Look, I had Nepotism top pick. did win on a heavy track. That's another little bit concerning, but we've had a fair bit of rain here of late. It did rain heavily last night, so yeah, I'm tipping it'll be on the softer side.
Yeah,
the ground. So look, Nepotism and Tupacara was definitely big odds and could surprise. I think it's getting out to around 20s. That horse hit the line behind. I think it was Spicy Lou last start when Spicy Lou had a very, very soft lead. So for it, it's my second pick. But look, State Visit Buffalo, Next Gen, Within the Law, all very good chances. It's not a betting race for me.
Okay, fair enough. And I mentioned Federalist when we were watching the video. So you can see if we bring the screen back up, the odd screen. And the reason I mentioned that is a lot of good judges like the Noonan brothers. And I hear a lot of people saying, oh, this Federalist looks like a really nice developing type.
Yep.
Probably 20-1 on the day, and it's kind of horse who could just come, you know, blouse down the outside and maybe win. So I just wanted to make mention of that.
Sort of a race.
We've all identified like some problems with some of the horses at the top of the market. So yes. Yeah, it's sort of $17, seems okay.
Cool. All right, we're going to move across to the TJ net. Sorry, not the TJ. We're going to move to the All Aged.
Yes.
But I want to play the TJ, but before we play it, I just want you boys to give us an idea of what we should look for in the TJ, because there's so many runners in the TJ, they're going to be in the All Aged as well. Do you have a particular opinion of horses that we should look for when we watch the TJ?
I'd like to watch it again just for myself.
Okay,
just
let's bring the TJ up and why don't you talk us through here, boys? So obviously Brouse is about to truck up the big grey with the yellow.
Yeah.
Overpass is out in front. What are the runs that we're looking for of interest?
Well, I mean, out the back is a big run. That horse is in the race. It's that Headwater.
Headwall, yeah.
Headwall. He's a huge run. But Barissa.
And then you've obviously got Jimmy Star flashing down the outside now.
Yeah, as well as Jimmy. But I just like the way Barissa was closest on speed there to all the other runners. And, I mean, Jimmy does make up some ground late. But I think he did all the hard work and sort of deserved that win just as much as any horse. So my run of the race from there was Barissa and also Headwall. So
okay.
Headwall's not here, which makes things easier for me. So yeah. Barissa is a official bet for me. I think you can – not giving away much with 370, but I think at some point you want to be on Barissa. And my other horse, which is a roughy – it's number 12, Benedetta. I think a race at Moonee Valley last start in the big race there.
The William Reid, yeah.
The William Reid, and that was a massive run. Horse does promise a lot. I think it'll be suited on Saturday coming to Sydney. And at $19, I think that's a great second pick. Another official bet, so I've got two official bets in that race.
Delicious.
Very good. I thought the run of the race in that race we were just talking about was Komochi. It sat three wide on the speed. Run enormous, sat wide. But the problem with Komochi this start is it gets drawn wide again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been unlucky with its barriers. If it had drawn an inside barrier, I would be saying it's a very good hope. I think it'll get caught three wide again. So on that note, I'm not going to be backing it. Briasa looks to get the perfect run, barrier four, top pick. Jimmy Starr's run was hard to miss in that race. Does get back, but I think from barrier six, I think they'll sit a little bit closer than people think this time in. I don't think he'll get back to last. So for me, they're the two to beat in the market. I'm not sure to what to make of broadsiding. Great form lines with Aliana coming out and winning and doing what it had to do. And look, very good horses in this race, but broadsiding, I'm not sure. Racing against its own age and then stepping up against the olders. I'm a little bit against broadsiding in this race. So, yeah for me, Briasa, followed by Jimmy Starr, Komochi as a roughie.
Okay. I think we're ready to get your official Saturday set, and you've basically given – well, you have given it all
I
to
have
us.
Given it, yes.
So why don't you just run through it very quickly?
Yep, Mornington Race 8, Berkshire Breeze. Mornington Race 9, She Dances into Randwick Race 7, Within the Law. And finally, in the All Age, we've got number 2, Barissa, and number 12, Benedetta. They're my four races I'm betting in, five horses.
Outstanding.
That's my set.
You've got there, mate. You can relax now. Like Kingzone puts the Spyrex down, he just settles in for the last section. So you can do that as well. Fizza, can I get your official Saturday set?
Sure, no worries. I'm going to have one on Friday at Ascot. Race Ooh. 5, number 9, called Anabolistic. This horse is first up, trialed beautifully. And I think it's ready to go this Friday first up. Good stable too. I like its hopes. And then we'll head over to Mornington. Race 7, number 7, a horse called Fear No Evil. Gay Waterhouse, I think it's the Guineas. Should roll along straight to the front. It's got to go 14 to 16, but I can't see that being a problem. And at $7, I think it's an easy bet to have. I'll go over to Ascot. Race 5, number 3, Western Power. This horse had no luck last start. It is a race devoid of tempo, which sucks a little bit for me, but I think they might push forward and maybe sit 1-1, which gives it every hope, I think. So that horse is a bet for me this weekend. Then I go to Eagle Farm Race 9, number 1, Give Me Space. We all probably remember this horse. It's running out of its skin in big races over the Brisbane Carnival and then up to the Gold Coast Magic Millions, where it ran a bottler behind some good horses. It's first up, can't find a trial, which makes it tough. But going off its previous runs, I think it's the horse to beat. So Give Me Space, Race 9, number 1. They're my four bets for the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by our good mates at Ladbrokes. Ladbrokes has you covered with all the best racing features so you can own this autumn carnival. You can support the show by joining Ladbrokes today and using the code GALLOP. And if you want the ultimate social betting experience, be sure to check out Ladbrokes Mates Mode, where you can chat, share and bet with your mates. We've even started our own Wolfden Mates Mode group, and you can join the action by using the join code UPTHEDEN25. So check out Mates Mode and download the Ladbrokes app this autumn carnival.
You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
Hey, you're about to wrap up, but I thought I might just check in with you about your battle on the punt.
Yeah.
You're pretty committed to it. You put a lot of time and effort into it. How's it been going lately?
Lately it's been good. Yeah. The last sort of 4 weeks, things have picked up after like a really tough start to the year. Like me and Kingsley sort of follow similar methods, I guess, and he's been telling everyone how hard it's been to win. So, yeah, me and him have both been having good hard looks at ourselves and having some chats, trying to look at some new angles. Mm-hmm. And we think we found some things. I'm pretty... Hopefully the worst of it's out of the way. It's been a tough start to the year, but you just have to go back, reassess. I think the market changes a lot. Mm. The way the bookies are sort of handling horses and prices is changing. So you've constantly got to evolve.
Yes.
And like a lot of us don't, I bet in sort of three states, so I don't sort of specialize. I think the guys that specialize can really, you know, pick the eyes out of it. The way I bet is a bit of a, not scattergun, but I do lots of work, but it's very broad work.
But of course, it creates so much more turnover.
Turnover's high. So
do you think we're in the environment where it's much harder for turnover punters as opposed to the snipers?
The way the I guess administrators and bookies have sort of positioned the punt and the product, it's sort of encouraging you to bet less.
Yeah.
Now, if that's what they want, well, then so be it. Yep. It's not good for turnover, and turnover is dropping. So, I guess the method that I have come up with is going to start eliminating a lot more horses, get the percentage on turnover up,
sure,
and hopefully the profit will follow. But it just means a lot less betting. So, yeah, look, it's I've been in punting probably full-time for, I don't know, not quite 10 years, maybe 7 or 8, and it's getting harder and harder. And more frustrating, maybe a little bit more uninteresting, like Kingsley says. Like, you know, when we do these live streams, he's like, these odds just aren't changing.
Yeah.
Like, someone on Wednesday might have backed this horse from 12 into 8 and the horse has to sit there for 3 days at $8. And then it's 6 and then it trickles off. It's just, I don't want to talk it down too much as in it's boring, but it's just a different game and you've got to keep changing. And for me, you got to keep enjoying it. So just trying to stay fresh and some new concepts. So look, we've got a good little team here. We're all thinking differently and pulling our collective knowledge together.
And when you said you've found a couple of different things, is that more video-based or more analytics-based?
A combination of looking at which horses are now value in the market in regards to what people are sort of betting around and then sort of doing video work on those horses.
Yeah.
So I won't give it away exactly, but you'll see some of my tips on the Wolfden app. But, yeah, basically looking at what's now value in the market and then sort of doing video work off that. And that sort of seems to be eliminating a lot of horses and making me concentrate on some other areas. So, yeah, look, it is what it is, just working through it, trying to put food on the table. And
the life you've chosen.
A couple of extra dollars for a few beers and that's about it.
So. Beers are expensive now too, aren't they?
At least $9 or $10.
Beer, they go, it's $12.50. You go, oh, right, okay.
Everything's expensive in
Sydney.
Everything's expensive in Sydney. Yeah.
But then people say everything's cheap when you're a punter. So.
Well, it used to be cheaper when you're flying.
That's going to wrap the Saturday setup for this week. We've edit up the Treasure the Moment vlog. It's a lovely piece of content, and we're going to push publish on it at 5 p.m. on Saturday. So if you're a bit bored and looking for something to do over Easter long weekend, go and watch that. That's about it. Up the Den, have a wonderful Easter long weekend. Look after yourself, look after your family, and most of all, relax and win. See you later.